The healthcare detective Frank Lalley has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalley is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Okay, Frank.
Yes?
Frankly.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about today. And it's going to be pretty frank, by the way. We're going to talk about the high cost of landing in a hospital. Now, you know very well, Jill, and I think the listeners know, I've been in hospitals, you know, at least once a year now for a number of years. I'm really counting on this year being breaking that string. I'm fine right now. Don't worry about me. I'm good. But sooner or later, and this is the sad part, I'm probably going to land back in a hospital. And by the way, you probably will, too, at some point. I mean, all our listeners face that. At some point, you land in a hospital. And here's the problem. You can't avoid landing in a hospital. What you can avoid is the high bills. So with hospitals charging something like $5,000 a day now, and that's rough average, $5,000 plus doctor's bills, the tests, the scans, hospital bills can ruin you. But not if you listen to me today. I've got some ideas. Although time in the hospital has one benefit, I've learned lessons that can save you thousands of dollars. So let's start with this. You need to understand that the root problem is avoiding surprise hospital bills. Because generally, you don't know what you might get billed. Now, especially since the same procedure, and this is no exaggeration, the same procedure can cost you anywhere from $4,000 in one hospital and $40,000 at another hospital just blocks away. And that includes all kinds of stuff like uncomplicated childbirth, joint replacements. You figure those are pretty standard. Even cancer treatments, you've got a tremendous variation in the cost. So you've got to do some homework. And now to complicate the problem, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk about hospital bills this week, the Trump administration's new plan requiring hospitals to disclose their prices is turning out to be a fiasco. Now, look, it's a good idea to get hospitals to disclose their prices, but they're rolling it out very badly. Instead of forcing hospitals to list prices in plain English, that makes sense, right? Hey, what's this going to cost me? Tell me in plain English. Hospitals are being allowed to post prices online, literally in code. There are five-digit codes for 92,000 medical procedures, just about anything you can imagine. Wander into propeller on the tarmac. There's a code for that, okay? So be careful. For example, on colonoscopies alone, there are 40 different codes. Now, hospitals understand the shorthand. They talk in shorthand back to each other all the time. But you never will. The codes...
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. The doctors... Look, the codes are written for doctors to bill you, not for you to understand the bill. That's the bottom line. So this is so bad, this rollout. Some hospitals are telling consumers, don't rely on this data. It'll just confuse you. You won't learn anything about what you might cost. And get this, Jill. I'm not making this stuff up. The administration has no enforcement plan. Okay? The administration is asking the hospitals for enforcement ideas as we speak. You can imagine how tough these hospital CEOs are going to be on themselves, right? So let me ask you, what do you expect from President Trump's Health and Human Services Department? What would you expect?
Nothing.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
You said exactly what I believe. I don't expect much help from that department, from Health and Human Resources. It first of all, it's being run by a former Eli Lilly CEO, and this is the guy who doubled the price of insulin. Okay, the price is so high now, people can't afford it. People with diabetes are rationing, or in some cases, just going without their insulin. They're getting sick. Some are even dying. That's the guy running HHS today in America. His deputy, this is a Pence acolyte, She is the one who's pushing the cruel work requirements for Medicaid patients. Look, President Trump is doing a lousy job for ordinary people. That's the bottom line here. So, look, once again, dear listeners, you've got to protect yourself from our deeply flawed healthcare system. But look, we're here today. We're here to help you. I've got four steps to help you cut your hospital bill. So grab a pencil if you'd like. First and foremost, hospital bills are highly negotiable. You got to understand that. You've got a lot of leverage. Bills are highly negotiable. So you got to prepare to negotiate the way you would if you went out to buy a car. You got to do your homework. You almost always have the time to do it. Think about this. 90% of hospital procedures are planned in advance, right? Childbirth. That's no surprise. You got months ahead on that one. Even chronic treatment for chronic conditions. You know what the chronic condition is. You've got a schedule for your treatments. You can plan ahead for that. Start here. Start with a doctor who's sending you to the hospital. Ask his billing office or her billing office for a written estimate in plain English, what the Trump administration ought to be doing with hospitals, plain English, plus whatever billing codes might be involved. Let's just give you the 5-digit code. If the billing office expects this in some cases, the biller's going to say, hey, geez, the procedure might be this, or it might end up being that, or this other thing. You say, okay, fine. So you got two possibilities here. Give me the estimates on each one of the possibilities. That's not big. That's not rocket science. I just had a procedure on my thumb at New York's Hospital for Special Surgery. I got all the information I needed in one 10-minute meeting. I mean, this is not complicated. If it's not rocket science, you got to ask. However, unlike hospitals, and by the way, auto repairmen, doctors are not compelled by law or by American Medical Association ethics to give you an estimate. They can say no. So if your doctor refuses to give you the information, you got to make a decision. Now, I usually walk, find another doctor. You can do one other thing if you have insurance. You can call your insurance company and ask them to intercede for you and get the information. That usually works. The doctors will cooperate with the insurance company a little more readily than they might with you. All right. So I'm curious, Jill. If you get a situation where a doctor isn't cooperative, what do you do?
I'm not a good person to ask because I can elicit cooperation from the most uncooperative of people.
Well, you're charming.
Yes. And I ask again. And then I ask, well, then how do I go about finding out or who do I speak to? And usually right. By the second charm offensive, you pick your word, usually I've got something to go on.
Right. You also have a radio station where you can pound some of these guys, but okay, I'll set that one aside. So, all right, so let's assume.
That's
let's
more assume, male, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, I'm not charming. I'm not diplomatic. Nobody ever accused me of that.
But before you go forward, one quick question. I know that you asked your guy. I keep coming up against this. There are a lot of people who don't ask.
Well, from that's all why walks, we're doing this.
Right. So what do you say? Do you say, hey, doctor, how much is this going to cost?
Yes, that's a really good thing to say. Okay. Hey, doc, what are you doing exactly? And what's it going to cost me? And explain it to me in plain English. You shouldn't have anything done with you, on you, for you, unless you understand what it is that the doctor is doing. And by the way, what will it cost me? They can answer that. The doctor doesn't like to talk about money. I haven't found any that enjoy that. But they've got a billing office, and the billing office is there to help the patients at some level. So that's absolutely legitimate. You got to get the description in English. You get the codes. You get the costs. And now you do one more thing, right? Ask your insurance company for its usual and customary bill for your procedure so you can compare what your doctor is saying it's going to cost you with, this is usual and customary, that's the average price for 80% of local doctors in your area, what they're charging for the procedure. So you can see if your doctor is reasonable or unreasonable. Now, that's a baseline, usual and customary. Now you're ready to go shopping. You know what this thing costs. You know what your doctor wants, and you know what the usual price is in your area. I would recommend 3 in-network hospitals. Call them up. Get their estimates. In each case, go to the ombudsman. Don't call the billing office. The ombudsman's there to help you. The billing office is there to collect money from you. So go to the friendly ombudsman and start by asking this question. It's another question you should ask at any time. Hey, am I eligible for any assistance? There's an awful lot of stuff out there that people do not realize that can save them money. For example, if you're uninsured by federal government rules, 60% of hospitals, nonprofit hospitals, are 6 out of 10, they can't charge you more than they generally charge an insured patient, okay? That can help you. Now, all right, let's say you've done all that. You pick your hospital. Now get that estimate in writing, but include in that written description any payment terms you may negotiate. Now, you can spread the payments out over months, maybe even years. Remember, the hospital would rather work out a deal for you up front than chase you later on. You know, sometimes they're going to chase patients for years to get paid eventually. So you have leverage. If you can't afford it at one time, spread the payments out. And you'll see the hospitals will work with you on that. And finally, let's talk about when you're in the hospital. You can save money there too. And as best you can, you probably need a loved one to help you. But as best you can, jot down all the services you're getting and the doctors you see by name. Also, ask for copies of all your test results. Half of all hospital bills contain significant errors. And those errors include tests the patients didn't get and doctors they never saw. So jot some stuff down. Now, Jill. Any questions before I give you a few more tips, but any questions?
No, just an exhortation. I just had this with a friend who was in rehab. You got to ask, keep asking. If you don't ask, then no, there's a lot going on. I'm going to choose not to blame anybody, but you know, if you ask for something at 9 o'clock, you may not see it. And if you don't ask for it again, it's then on you, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that's right. I think that's right. So I would say this. I mean, collect your thoughts, ask your questions succinctly, but be careful about this. Don't end up gabbing with the doctors. Don't end up, you know, talking about, hey, how about those Mets? Hey, you know, wow, do you think, you know, the Yankees are going to be better this year? Don't do that. The doctors are literally charging you by the minute. I had a doctor who, you know, tried to get me to discuss the insects of Connecticut.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Now, great story, right? You talk about the insects of Connecticut. Why was he doing that? Because he was trying to rip me off. And by the way, he was extremely boring, so I kicked him out of my room as soon as I could. So don't get caught in a conversation like that. Also, try to book early in the week, never on the weekend, because, you know, you get short weekend staffs, and that leads to costly delays almost always. And remember, you're paying $5,000 a night at this hospital, or you're getting billed anyway at $5,000 a night, and time adds up in hospitals. Lastly, don't stay any longer than you need. I think I'll just rest another day. If you really need the rest, absolutely. But don't hang out in the hospital. The last thing in the world you want to do. But maybe this is even worse. Don't leave before you should. Now, I've made that mistake. I had back surgery, and about a day later, they wanted me to walk the hall. I walked the hall, and actually, it was pretty easy for me. The second day, I was actually laboring walking that hall, but I wanted to get home. So I said, oh, yeah, you know, it was just like yesterday. I'm fine. You know, I got home early, and guess what? A day later,
you were back in the hospital.
I was back in the hospital for 2-3 days. So don't do that. Listen to your body. Get the care you need. Ask good questions. Get answers in plain English. How about this? If you don't understand something, say, hey, I don't understand that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not following exactly what you're telling me here. And if we're going to have that procedure, exactly what will it cost me? If you've got any other questions, go back to your insurance company if you have one and let them clarify it for you again in plain English and get this stuff in writing. Get it in writing. Negotiate with the hospital up front so you know what you're stepping into, the care you'll get, what it's going to cost you, bottom line, and you protect yourself. You'll get good care and you'll save money too. By the way, the theme of my book, Your Best Healthcare Now, these tips and a lot more are in there. Jill, I am very sensitive to people who need to be in the hospital. That's bad enough. And then get a surprise bill that rocks their lives. So I hope this helps.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in store.